Friday to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk. Today we have Warren Polk with the YK Fitness Center. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. And how are you?
Not so good.
Hopefully it'll get better.
So tell me your first and last name, your Yupik name, who your parents are, and where you're from.
Well, my name is Warren Polk, and my parents are Earl and Lucy Polk. And I'm from right here in Bethel.
So what's going to be happening next month?
Well, at the YK Fitness Center, we're going to be kicking over the fall program and all the new activities there. And one of the programs is Women's Empowerment and Self-Defense, which takes place on Saturdays starting September 10th. And, of course, you'll have to call 543-0390 to get the actual startup date and the time frame.
Give me a reason why this program started. When did it start?
Well, it started last year, and it had a pretty good turnout. It's a program that helps women kind of find confidence and build their options up in certain situations that could turn critical.
And whose idea was this?
Oh, I spoke with Shadi and Stacy over at the fitness center about it, and they seemed to think it was a good idea because the domestic violence numbers are so high out here, it's just insane.
And who is the instructor for this class?
No, I am. I'm the instructor for that class.
And are you certified?
Pretty much. I've accomplished quite a bit in my career. I started out in judo at the age of 10. By the time I was 11, I beat my sensei. By the time I was 12, I was nationally ranked, number 3 in the country, and have been created a new art form at the age of 17 and went to college and undefeated over 40 years. So
you got to be smiling big on the radio.
Well, I'm working on it. It's something I'm brand new at. Okay.
And how long are the classes? How long will this program be?
Well, the Women's Empowerment and Self-Defense runs at least an hour, one time a week. And, of course, we have open mats where they can come and practice any techniques for about 2 hours, also once a week.
Are beginners welcome to the program and people that have already taken the class?
Absolutely. We encourage all women to jump into the program, even if you're higher skilled and have taken other art forms to protect yourself. We want to make sure that even though you've trained in the past, that you still have the capability to understand you have further options. And learning those options makes a huge difference in your confidence level.
If I was 53 or if I was 73, am I still welcome to the program?
Absolutely. There's always something that you can do. In our program, it's not designed on one particular way of protecting yourself and staying focused. You have many options, and that's one thing that we kind of pride ourselves on, allowing each individual to bring those options to the table that are best suited for their body type.
So if there was a criminal out there that was trying to steal my purse, could you explain through the radio what I need to do? Or
it's a little bit more difficult explaining it through the radio, but I'll give it my best shot. It depends on the situation, where they are, the type of person they are, the size and shape. We're going to basically use their energy against them, their size against them. And we're going to do it in a way where we're not actually trying to hurt them, but to get them to understand that it's the wrong thing to do. And you have so many options that I would be teaching you. We teach you to disarm, not just for purse snatches, but hair pulls, strikes to the face, the main torso, your legs. In the event someone pulls a knife or a gun, we teach you disarmament. And basically, we give you quite a few options to protect yourself, even if you go to the ground, how to protect yourself on the ground so you're a complete person. Once you realize that you can practice these at home and get pretty good at them, you start to feel pretty confident about just walking down the street. And it can get pretty scary looking at 5 or 6 people walking towards you, especially if it's late toward evening.
Holy cow, that sounds scary. Yeah, I actually had a friend who got her purse stolen, and there was different people who helped her out and getting her purse back.
Right, you know, and that's always helpful that good community members are out there that would assist in a situation that is scary like that. And we teach you to take advantage of that. But in the meantime, if you're caught off guard and you don't have anyone around to assist you, there are things that you can do to protect yourself and make sure that you go home to see your family that evening.
Do you ask women to carry something else like pepper spray or those fists?
the knuckle bunchers, yeah. Okay. We don't. Actually, your body is the weapon, and if you have those things with you, we also teach you how to use anything that you've got with you as a weapon. So the simplest thing, a lipstick marker could become a weapon. A pencil eyeliner could become a weapon. Your jacket could become a shield to protect yourself in knife attacks. So, you know, no matter what the situation is, if you have those things, that just helps to protect yourself even more.
Mm-hmm. Any successful stories?
Yeah, actually, one of my students, actually in the judo program, she had to go back to one of the villages out there, got into a fight, and unfortunately, the girl that she fought with, she picked her up, threw her to the ground, and before she threw her to the ground, she reached out and grabbed her head to protect her from actually breaking her neck. And then the girl that she threw to the ground realized she could have seriously been hurt. And at that point, the girl got up, they kind of made up, and she walked away. And here's the great part about the story. She called me immediately from home and told me the story. And I was like, that's the spirit of what we're teaching, to actually not hurt them, but to walk away and be able to go home where you're loved and cared for at the end of the day. So that's a great story right there.
Wow. So for people out there who want to sign up for the Empowerment and Women's Self-Defense, who should they call? Can they sign up by email? What number should they call?
Well, I'm sure they could do it by email. I haven't worked with Shadi or Stacy over at the fitness center, but that's where I teach it. And they can call 543-0390. And ask for and register for the Women's Empowerment and Self-Defense class.
And how long is this program? Did I ask you that?
Yeah, we ran it last year, and we have it in phases, which is one thing I meant to mention. Once you complete the first phase, then you go into phase two, which more completes you. You become not only a standing weapon, but also a weapon on the ground if you go to the ground. So we teach grappling techniques, arm bars, chokes, things of that nature, as well as how to protect yourself from a standing situation.
And is there a fee to it, or is this all free?
Actually, there is a fee, and I don't know what they are because it's the fitness center, and they change yearly. So you'd have to call them to find out what that fee is. On the other hand, we also offer for those women, you know, we feel it's important out here in our community to help our women out here. And so the fitness center teamed up with the city, and they created something called Women's Self-Defense and Empowerment Workshop, where any woman can sign up and become, you know, learn some of these lessons for a four-hour window, which is incredible because I subcompact everything. And you're able to walk away after 4 hours feeling pretty good about yourself. And it teaches you how to maximize each individual body. Otherwise, I don't run it off of one scale. Each person is an individual, and each person has gifts and abilities. My job is to identify those and bring that to the table and bring that out of you so that you're able to realize within yourself that you're capable of going home in a scary situation. All right, as far as the free workshop for women's self-defense and empowerment, on September 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. would be that four-hour window. So ladies out there, if you can't afford it, at that point, there's no shame in that. Things are economically tight nowadays. Jump in. It's a free workshop. Bring your girlfriends. Bring a partner if you can. And at this point, you'll get a chance to experience how to use other people's energy. At the same time, you'll feel a lot more confident at the end. It's extremely energy efficient. So you're going to be very surprised how much energy you exert in terms of not sweating and still acquiring mad information on how to protect yourself in crisis situations, and basically how to feel good about yourself when you're done getting that workout in. Okay, and again, that free workshop date is September 16th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Fitness Center. and you can call 543-0390 to register for that free workshop. It doesn't cost you anything. Come spend the day and enjoy yourself.
Thanks for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK.